Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And a recent scientific study that I read about, it was done by the University of Utah, found that the pleasure center of the brain, the part that is activated when you're in love, when you listen to beautiful music, and when you exercise, is also activated in the same way when you engage in spiritual activities. So for the study, several LDS return missionaries were each put into an MRI machine, and their brains were scanned as they were shown inspiring church-produced videos and passages from the Book of Mormon and the Bible. So they were doing things that would allow them to feel the Spirit more strongly. And from my experiences, while feelings of the Spirit are really joyful and comforting and even easy to feel when we see uplifting content, sometimes these feelings take a lot more effort to actually experience. And one of those spiritual experiences for me that can either yield immediate good feelings or eventual good feelings is prayer. Elder Richard G. Scott, who just passed away last year, said, "Some prayers require significant effort on our part." Have you ever thought about that before? Have you ever thought about the work that prayer requires in order to feel the Spirit or to gain guidance or solutions to problems? And I'll admit, at certain times in my life, it seems like I have just felt the Spirit telling me to do something without a whole lot of effort or worry on my part. Sometimes that just happens. And that's usually, for me, it's usually when a decision has to be made right then and there. But most of the time, I've found when I'm really concerned about something, about a major life decision, or I need clarity or comfort about something, it takes some time and a lot of consistent effort on my part to get an answer or a feeling. So I wanted to talk today about a few things that I've learned or noted about the work of prayer. So number one is I've noticed that kneeling down when I say my prayers makes a huge difference for me. And it's hard because, you know, when it's wintertime, especially when I'm snuggled into my bed, it can seem like a really unpleasant thing to have to get out and kneel down on the cold, hard floor to pray. But I kind of think that's part of the effort we need to make. And it's a small sacrifice that we make to show God that something is important and serious to us. And it not only physically humbles us before Him, but it can have an emotional and spiritually humbling effect as well, because we are literally kneeling before our Maker to plead with Him and ask Him to bless us. The second thing I've noticed is that one of the struggles that I face when praying is that I sometimes get into a rut of saying the same things over and over and over again. And then sometimes I don't really know what to pray for in the first place, and it's a little bit of a struggle. But recently, a woman in my congregation commented that when she doesn't know what to pray for, she leads with her feelings. So instead of starting out her prayer with a list of everything she's grateful for or a list of everything she needs, she works on being more intimate and authentic with Heavenly Father by letting Him know how she is feeling. And then she says the words of gratitude and of need just kind of flow from there. So I've started doing that. And that actually, it makes my prayers seem more like a conversation with a friend. If I just say, you know, Heavenly Father, I'm really feeling this way today. And this is why. And this is something I could really use help with. And I'm grateful for these things because my heart just feels so full. It's helped improve the quality of my prayers for me. And the third thing that I've noticed about prayer is that after you say amen, your prayer doesn't necessarily need to be finished. I've heard my dad actually counsel on different occasions that when you're finished with your prayer, you can stop and you can wait and listen patiently on your knees, listen to the feelings of your heart and the thoughts that pop into your mind after you have done your speaking part with Heavenly Father. Because prayer can really be a two-way conversation, but in order for that to happen, we have to allow the Lord to communicate with us, and we have to be quiet, and we have to open our hearts and our minds and have Him share the messages and the insights that He needs to have us know. So those are just a few of the things that I've observed and that I've learned over time, and I wanted to share those with you because prayer is such an important part of life. It's the direct way that we can communicate with Heavenly Father while we're out of His presence. And it has made such a difference in my life. It's helped me. It's healed me in times of need. It's comforted me. It's taught me things. It's guided me. And it's let me know through assurances that everything's going to be okay. And if it wasn't for prayer, I wouldn't have any of that peace and any of that comfort and that hope for the future. So to learn more about prayer and how to make yours more intimate and effective, you can check out the Mormon Channel blog or our various podcast series and video collections, and they're all available at mormonchannel.org, and you can just search in the keyword bar, search for prayer, and all of that great content will pop up for you to access. I'm going to close today with a quote from, well, kind of a quote. It's from the LDS Bible Dictionary definition of prayer. And I love this. I've thought about this a lot and I've read it for the past several years. And it really strikes me how true this is and how much we need to remember this. It says, as soon as we learn the true relationship in which we stand toward God, namely that God is our Father and we are His children, then at once prayer becomes natural and instinctive on our part. And many of the so-called difficulties about prayer arise from forgetting this relationship. Prayer is the act by which the will of the Father and the will of the child are brought into correspondence with each other. The object of prayer is not to change the will of God, but to secure for ourselves and for others blessings that God is already willing to grant, but that are made conditional on our asking for them. Blessings require some work or effort on our part before we can obtain them. Prayer is a form of work and is an appointed means for obtaining the highest of all blessings. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.